Using Meditation to Unlock My Inner Wisdom, Lecture 21. Lecture 21. The brain is my link to allness. The consciousness is but the surface reflection of wisdom, while the subconscious, or actual like I have with the divine in me, is virtually hidden to me. It does not have to be hidden. It makes itself known when I first plant the seed, and then let it reveal itself as it always will. The more innocent my heart, the grander is the response of the link and its expression of knowledge and expression. So, Lecture 21, the brain is my link to the allness. The consciousness is but the surface reflection of wisdom, while the subconscious is the connection to the divine. So let's dwell on that a little bit. Our brain is our link to the allness. We have our conscious and our subconscious minds. These are areas that have been talked about recently in various publications. And what they are is the area that we are dealing with that is something that we are not commonly dealing with. We have things going on in our mind that we have no idea what's going on. We have things that are like Einstein. He prayed and went to bed and slept and woke up and wrote down the theory of relativity. And when he wrote it down, he didn't understand what it was. He didn't remember that he asked for the theory of relativity. He didn't know he had it in those terms. But then as he cogitated on the idea, he put it together and it made sense to him. And then he understood. He was dealing with the subliminal portions of his mind. And as he was dealing with this subliminal portion of his consciousness, he had information that he wasn't tuned into or ready to receive. But he was ready to receive it, but that's why he got it. Just like Madame Curie with her radium and the other great people who come up with beautiful concepts of wonder. Just like these young people today, a bunch of idiots, totally idiots. They went to school and quit halfway through, went out and started their own business and became multi-billionaires. Well, now, we look at them, we say, ha, ha, ha. You know, if they'd stayed in school, what would have done to them? They probably would have been traditionalists, not doing the things they did at all. Like we said about the fellows who started the, what's the company? They started the,
IBM.
IBM's one, but IBM. Not that. These are the boys, the two kids that started...
Google.
Right, that's Google. The word I want. Google. And they're crazy. They're just the two flippant kids who are doing their thing, and they're putting together ideas, and they are, and they're rich. They're rich beyond imagination. But what are they doing? They're doing crazy things. I want to use your mind. I'm going to excite you. So I'm going to give you 6 restaurants in-house. You choose your meal any time of the day. You have, if you want to bring your kids, we got babysitting for them. If you want to bring your dog, we got babysitting for them. And if you want to do anything, we take care of you. And if you come up with a beautiful idea, we'll give you a percentage. You know ahead of time what that percentage is going to be. And their percentages are always good. And the things that they allow to come up with, that they approve, are always winners. And they just go on and on and on doing this. Where do they get that genius from? Where do they get the magic from? Did we have that too? Did we have that ability to do those things? Sure did. But did we use it? No. Why not? Because we were traditionalists. We were raised by the traditional education system. Pardon me, sir. We were raised by the traditional education system where we have to do the 2 times 2 is 4 and we have to learn all of the things that are totally uninteresting to us. Now, I recommend if they could have a educational system which is designed on doing what the students want to do, and then along the way you throw in all that other stuff they need. You throw in learning to read, learning to write, learning to do things. My son, he never wanted to do any of the educational stuff, so he'd have his flying books inside of his books at school. And we had him in a preparation for college school, and we should have had him in a vocational school, but he worked very well, but he read his book on flying. Then He went out and he did things in flying, and he created things in flying. He has his own company now, and he has he manufactures ultralight airplanes and flies them all over the world. And he finished high school, you know, on the skin of his teeth. I'm sure he brushed them, but he got out with very little education. His writing is just not very good, but his thinking is exquisite, and he has doctors, lawyers, and he has people of high repute, and they're thinkers, but they want him because he's a thinker, and his thoughts are big and beautiful thoughts. He's just really magnificent. I blow his horn for him. But and then he flies all over the world selling his ultralight airplanes, and he's never had a course in aeronautics in this life, but I bought him all the